Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The debate calendar filling up. The Trump and Harris campaigns agreeing to one vice presidential debate. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
The one VP debate that both sides have agreed to is October 1st on CBS. Republican J.D. Vance says there should be another face-off between him and Democrat Tim Walz in mid-September on CNN. But the Harris campaign says no, that it agreed only to two presidential debates and one vice presidential debate. As a Harris spokesman puts it, the debate over debates is now over.
Former President Trump holding a press event at his New Jersey golf club, criticizing his rival Kamala Harris and President Biden for driving inflation higher. It comes as new data shows inflation fell below 3% for the first time since 2021, but some costs for food items like eggs remains higher. Brokered talks on a Gaza ceasefire deal will continue for a second day tomorrow in Qatar, even though Hamas is not participating, saying they've already agreed to an earlier framework. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he has one question for Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin.
Why don't you debate me?
Hovde and Baldwin will debate on October 18th, but Hovde says he wants more. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce.
She knows what to do to win Wisconsin, and that is to simply show up, listen to people, and work hard for them every day.
The election is November 5th. We're learning more about Vice President Harris's campaign stop in Milwaukee Tuesday. Her campaign now says she and running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum. Tuesday is the second day of the Democratic National Convention, 90 minutes down the road in Chicago. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Democrats in western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District are taking what they call a unity tour across western Wisconsin. Today's events will be focused in northwestern Wisconsin before coming to La Crosse and Viroqua tomorrow. Democratic nominee Rebecca Cook will appear with Katrina Shanklin and Eric Wilson, who she defeated in Tuesday's primary. Cook said that she knows how important western Wisconsin is nationally and is working to unseat Republican Derek Van Orden this fall.
You know, the road to the White House runs through here, but it also the road to reelecting Senator Tammy Baldwin, the road to flipping the seat and winning back the House majority. So when people focus their energy here, it has a triple threat effect.
Cook took about 50% of the vote in the primary on Tuesday, sweeping western Wisconsin counties. Two counties were won by Katrina Shanklin in central Wisconsin, where she is from. The general election is on November 5th. You can check out your voter registration status at myvote.wi.us. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Badgers name a starting quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Phil Longo, the Wisconsin Badgers offensive coordinator, was asked, so who's the new starting quarterback? Is it Braden Locke or the transfer from Miami, Tyler Van Dyke?
We have named Tyler Van Dyke our starter. I will tell you that Braden Locke, last year it was Tanner Mordecai, and the number two was Braden Locke. This year it's Tyler Van Dyke, and we really see Braden Locke. I've mentioned to you in the past how much better he's gotten this year. That's how well Braden has done here in camp. But right, as of right now, Tyler Van Dyke is our starter.
NFL, the Packers flying to Denver for a joint practice against the Broncos tomorrow. Sunday night, the starting quarterback will not be Jordan Love. It'll be backup Sean Clifford.
I do think that when the lights come on, it's a little bit different for me. I don't know. It's just an excitement level. I do like to kind of think of myself as a gamer in a way.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their 4-game series with the Dodgers. The crew winning last night, 5-4, thanks to closer Devin Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers possible this evening, mostly cloudy overnight, low mid-60s. For tomorrow, more clouds, a few storms again popping up, high in the upper 70s. Partly sunny and low 80s Saturday, up to the mid-80s for the high Sunday. Currently at 75 degrees.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white or gray, devilradioswag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at devilradioswag.com, because we got bills too.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers is in the guest host chair at our replay of a great interview with Kelly Call and Sean Hamnish of the new film, Just a Bit Outside. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom rolling into a Thursday happier, happy hour. Here we go. And I'm very excited. I'm telling you, I'm very optimistic about the future of our country. The campaign of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz has given me enthusiasm to my core, Dom. I'm telling you, the American dream is alive and well. Living
I'm just curious
living
though,
in my heart.
Oh, would you have said this a month ago?
No, my whole life has changed for the better in the last 30 days.
Really?
I mean, the
outcome, but you're older. Are you any healthier than you were? Do you have more money in the bank than you did? I guess my point is this is your perception. Has changed. Other than the candidate, nothing's really changed, right?
My perception about the future of our nation has changed, Dom, because now I feel optimism about the future. And it comes from the Harris-Walz campaign. And I felt nothing but dark, brooding pessimism because I thought there was a damn good chance that Donald Trump was going to beat Joe Biden. I saw it on the debate stage, man. I'm horrified of another Trump term. I've lived through it, man. I can't go through it again. And then it all changed in a heartbeat, in a weekend. Sunday, Joe dropped out. 30 minutes later, he endorsed Kamala Harris. Saw her on that Tuesday in West Dallas. That was like a rock concert. I felt that energy. I'm like, wow, this is different. And the whole party rallied around Kamala. The whole nation is rallying around Kamala. People that don't even pay attention are rallying around Kamala because they feel hope. They feel optimism. It feels damn good. Certainly better than the alternative. So,
well, yes, I mean, I'd much rather be in a good mood than a bad mood. But at the end of the day, man, the sun still came up. The sun still goes down. We still got the same tax race. We still have the same political circumstances. We still have the same environmental circumstances. Literally nothing has changed other than the top of the ticket. And this has brought this big, profound change in you, Crudy.
It has.
But nothing's really, but again, I got to tell you.
Everything changed, Dom. When Joe Biden stepped out, and God bless the man. I can't wait to celebrate him Monday at the DNC in Chicago. Monday is St. Joe's Day. But I got to tell you, what changed?
the enthusiasm of the base, the enthusiasm of the American people, because we were starting to see this slow train wreck, which would have led us to another term of Donald Trump. And suddenly, it wasn't another train coming down the tracks. That light at the end of the tunnel was Kamala Harris. And she has given, not just me, Dom, it's not me, dude, it's the whole nation. She gave us hope. I have hope again. I feel good. It feels good to feel good, man.
It does, though. It does.
I haven't felt this good since Obama days.
I was getting a little sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789. We're going to get to you, callers. But I got to tell you, Joe Biden came out today campaigning for my new favorite candidate, Kamala Harris. And, you know, the question was, well, did it get personal? A little bit. And we've got the sound. Rich, if you'd be so kind, let's play President Joe Biden. He's the actual president, in case any of you MAGA can't tell the difference. Joe Biden on the stage, and the occasion, Dom, savings for the American people, drug price savings, Medicare savings, negotiated savings. The government is allowed in a capitalist nation to do bulk negotiations on drugs. Now they are under Harris, under Biden. And they're out there crowing a little bit, but let's hear Joe Biden sticking it to that other guy just a little bit.
But this time, we finally beat Big Pharma. And I might add, with no help from Republicans, not a single Republican voted for this bill, period. Not one in the entire Congress. Now, the reason I say that is not to make a political point about them, not if they've gotten their lesson, but guess what? They want to, the guy we're running against, what's his name? Donald Dump or Donald whatever. They want to get rid of this, what we passed. They're fighting to get rid of what we've just passed. No, I'm serious. No help from Republicans passing the Inflation Reduction Act, thanks to the tie-breaking vote of Kamala, made it possible.
You know, and for a minute there, you're like, oh, God, there's Joe struggling for his words. But it was a setup. And he knew what he was doing, and he was being a little mischievous, searching, what's that guy's name? Donald Dump? I think he's getting a little personal. I think he has seen the silhouette, or, you know, he has been on the same debate stage with man. He's probably smelled those depends, Dom.
Well, perhaps, but certainly every time Donald opens his mouth, crap comes out. There's no doubt about that. 844-967-2789. New York Times reporting U.S. unveils price limits for 10 costly or common medications. Biden administration said it would have saved $6 billion had the new prices been in effect last year. As we heard President Biden say, this was, you know, oh goodness, let's allow the government to negotiate, you know, prices on medicine that they buy in bulk. Oh, what a shocking idea. The VA does it, but what, Social Security, Medicare, they can't, Medicare can't do it. They do have a list of the drugs here, but $6 billion would have been saved had this been in place. Made possible by the Inflation Reduction Act, signed in 2022.
And just for clarity's sake, the negotiated prices will take effect in 2026, and they are expected to save billions of dollars for Medicare, which is funded by the taxpayers.
Yeah,
so
weird.
When Biden is saving us this money, it's all of our money, even yours, MAGA people. Maybe your grandma's as well.
Well, the pharmaceutical industry apparently opposed the negotiation program.
Shocker.
Can you imagine that? What? Wait, you want us to negotiate? No, just we're going to force the price upon you. They quickly criticized the new prices on Thursday, saying it would not help patients. Bristol-Myers Squibb, the maker of blood thinner, one of the drugs subject to negotiation, said the drug's new price does not reflect the substantial clinical and economic value of this essential medicine.
Dom, here
they say it about all the medicines.
Here are a few of the included medicines and their new monthly capped cost under negotiated pricing. Eliquis, for preventing strokes and blood clots. Bristol Myers Squibb and Pfizer, $231 per month. Jardiance. Now, if they've got enough money to put those singing ladies on my TV constantly telling me how much better it's going to be when I get some Jardiance, I'm going to lose some weight and manage my A1C.
This is like specific to this country, right? I mean, I don't think, and I'll have to look it up, but I think other countries do not allow for the advertising on television of these kinds of things. I'll double check that.
Boehringer Ingelheim and Eli Lilly, the cap will be $197 per month. It goes on like that. A lot of popular drugs, insulin products, autoimmune products, Imbruvica for blood cancer. That will be capped, and this is still a big number, at $9,300 per month. That's the cap price. Damn. Some of these other drugs are quite expensive as well. Stellar's will be capped at $4,700 a month. But insulin, or these insulin products, $119 per month. 844. Go ahead, Don. I don't mean to interrupt.
Real quick, I just wanted to look this up. My source here, the Florida Department of Health, getting to my point. The U.S. and New Zealand, according to this Florida Department of Health, the only two countries that allow drug manufacturers to market prescription drugs directly to the public.
Dom, the legislation delivered more immediate benefits to Medicare beneficiaries, including a $35 monthly cap on out-of-pocket costs for insulin, a $2,000 annual cap on patient costs for drugs taken at home, and the $2,000 limit will go into effect next year. So that enacts sooner in 2025. And the seniors,
if you're paying $250 a month for drugs, you're gonna get that limit, right?
Well, you're definitely going to hit that limit. The seniors who may see direct savings from the negotiation provision of the law are those who insurance requires them to pay a percentage, often 25% of the drug's cost before discounts. When Medicare prices lowered in 2026, their out-of-pocket cost may be lowered too by as much as hundreds of dollars, though that will make little difference for some who will already be benefiting from the $2,000 limit on yearly cost. So this is good news for seniors especially. And this is the Biden-Harris administration delivering, and they're doing it from the stump, which I think also in this political time, Dom, is excellent. It's well done.
They had to pass the inflation reduction. They had to pass a law to allow the government to negotiate with the government's suppliers.
And the Democrats finally got around, unlike the Republicans, to doing that for the American people. They are actually delivering savings, drug cost savings to the American people, negotiated savings. And what's
and to the point that Biden made, not one Republican voted for that bill. Zero.
Well, Trump give you a tax cut if you're rich enough. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will give you affordable drugs, capped prices, negotiated prices. And that saves all of our money. That's fiscally prudent. That's good for the American people. Good for our tax dollars. Man, I love when the Democrats show the way.
Wow. You know, Big Pharma may have to cut back on their television advertising if they're going to, you know, kind of offset the lower revenues they'll get from these drugs.
Well, Jardiance is looking more and more appealing to me every day. Yeah. Why work out? More devil's advocates.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll tell you, Bill Gates, he would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
I have type 2 diabetes, but I manage it well. It's a little pill with a big story to tell.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocate, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone line is open. We'll go there shortly. 844-967-2789. The Biden-Harris administration having a presser today talking about negotiating prices for, like, you know, drugs like Jardiance. Lowering prices for what? Up to $6 billion if it would have been enacted last year.
Well, I'm lowering my A1C, Dom.
We talked about some of the prices. But I do also want to reiterate the prices that were released were the prices that Medicare Part D would pay for those. And certainly Medicare shoulders most of the cost, again, according to the New York Times. And the patient usually covers a portion of that. So that $2,000 cap might take a little longer to reach, depending on how many and what kinds. But at the end of the day, this was the result of the 100% backed by only Democratic bill, the Inflation Reduction Act, that gave the government permission, oh, thank you very much, to negotiate with their suppliers. And this is a direct result of that.
844-967-2789. Mike from Muscadet. Welcome, Michael. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, man. I'm feeling optimistic about our nation. How about you, Mike?
Well, I tell you what, you know, Crudy, I tell you, my man, your newfound love, this totalitarian tampon Tim guy.
Come on. Wait, how is Tim Walz totalitarian, man? What example do you got for me?
When you set up a hotline to rat on your neighbor who isn't wearing a mask, that's totalitarian.
You probably didn't believe in any of those safer at home mandates during the pandemic, Mike?
It's not totalitarian, Mike. If people weren't wearing a mask, he brought them out, nailed them down in the street, shot them in the back of the head. That's totalitarianism.
Totalitarianism when you set up a hotline to rat on your neighbor.
We say potato, Mike.
So this guy's a commie. He's a commie.
A communist?
Just like commie,
really?
Commie law.
Did you hear your boy Trump today in a very low energy speech? I mean, he's looking older all the day, Mike. Every day, this
he's
guy.
A good man.
Oh, good.
He's a good man.
Old,
he's
rambling, can't make a point sort of man. Mike, he was terrible today.
He's a good man.
Come on, man. How could he possibly be concerned about communism when your guy said he'd be a dictator on day one? Explain that to me, please.
Well, I tell you what, like I said,
yes,
when I opened this
up. Yes, I'm listening, Mike, but I don't hear you saying anything. Yes, dictator on day one. How's that any better than a communist, Mike?
He's not it. I tell you what, my man.
What, you don't believe him? Was he lying to you, Mike?
Oops.
No, there's no due respect, Mike. Don't give me that. Your guy literally said, I mean, if Joe Biden or Tim Walz, someone gets up and I'm a communist on day one. And I don't know that you know, Mike, what the difference between a communist or a socialist or a dictator or a totalitarian. I don't know if you know, man. Do you know? Because I don't think you do.
Well, he heard.
You're like your guy. It's like Trump, man. It's an insane asylum or immigration asylum. Well, let me tell you. You ever see that movie? You ever see that guy? He's a very bad guy. He has people over for dinner all the time. I mean, are you kidding me, Mike? Come on, man. You sound as bad as he does.
Are we done with Mike?
Ugh.
It's kind of harsh in my buzz a little bit.
Come on.
844-967-2789. I'm feeling good about the nation. And he wants to, what, go and look back at the pandemic and the policies during the pandemic and call them totalitarian. But I would remind anyone listening to my voice, and maybe that's you, Mike, these efforts were to try and keep you alive, dude. You sound a little bit older. You don't sound like a spring chicken anymore. And I'm just telling you, they were trying to keep you alive. So if that's totalitarianism, you know, it's like Tim Walz, God forbid, feeding kids. How dare he? 844. I mean, some of their complaints about this guy. 844-967-2789.
Socialist,
and the whole
Marxist, communist, totalitarian, dictator. I mean, everyone. Your guy literally said, I will be a dictator on day one. I mean, I don't know what else to say to you, man. You can say whatever you want about what you think Tim Walz, elected governor by the, you know, citizens of Minnesota, or anybody else is about their political or totalitarian leanings. But your guy literally said, and he was given an out. Remember that? Remember, what was that, Sean Hannity? No, you wouldn't do this, would you, sir? Oh, I'll be a dictator on day one. I mean, he was. They were trying to walk him away from it because, of course, that's what he is. That's what he wants. That's why he sucks up to all the dictators, man. He loved to do that. He would love to be able to walk into the room and make you stand up and clap for him. If you didn't, they'd haul your ass out. He'd love to do that, but he can't. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Michael, you are my now new number two. 844-967-2789.
Wisco Paul, welcome, fella. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hi, Devils. Nice tuning in to the greatest radio show ever.
Yeah,
and,
man.
I'm glad I'm not GOP, grumpy old person, or I'm glad I'm not a grumpy old guy. That's, you know.
Evan, no, you've always seemed rather joyful. I always assume Mrs. Wisco must be a hell of a nice woman.
Yes, she is. Keeps me in line. Hey, I do have a, well, wasn't, there's two things here before I get. Wasn't Boss the one that coined suicide train, correct? On a suicide train? Was it? He's the one that first said that?
In regards to supporting Robin? Donald Trump before he turned around and correct. Endorsed Donald Trump, I believe he did correct. Say Trump as the nominee would be a suicide mission before he came back and supported Donald Trump, as they all do in a craven fashion, Paul.
Yeah, and I have a quick grievance. The GOP, I'm trying to shove the two referendums down our throat, but thanks to you guys and a lot of other people, no luck this time. Tony keeps the power, which is a great, great thing. You guys have a great weekend. 3-day weekend for you boys. You deserve it.
All right on, Paul.
I got to be in Chicago on Sunday, Paul. The 3-day weekend ends early because the DNC is kind of a big deal, and we're going to be in Chicago all week next week. You're going to want to tune in. Devil's Advocates, special time in deference to the DNC. We'll be doing a 4 to 6 o'clock show. And then we'll be doing the best damn anchored coverage ever. And during the commercial breaks, you might hear about products like Jardiance, which may help you lose 36 to 45 pounds and manage your A1C. And now cheaper, more affordable through Medicaid, Medicare, brought to you by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Do you think they should do a tandem ad? Jardiance. Harris. They sort of go together. Come back.
No.
No?
No. No.
Trump could use some Jardian, couldn't he?
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are making some changes to the state's elk hunting rules. The Department of Natural Resources Board is turning the elk hunting season into one continuous season between October 15th and December 15th. The plan also states the goal to grow Wisconsin's elk population while at the same time minimizing interactions between elks and humans. Governor Evers says Tuesday's failed referenda show Republicans weren't serious about amending the state constitution to remove his power to allocate federal money.
If they felt that strongly about this thing, this effort, they wouldn't have put it on an August primary. So no, this is get back at Tony Evers thing.
Evers says he makes no apologies about how he doled out pandemic relief funds. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Sparta Area School District is placing a referendum on ballots this November. The question will ask voters to approve a facilities project with an $87 million price tag. The money will be used to renovate and expand Sparta High School and remove part of the current building. District officials will hold informational sessions on September 25th, October 15th, and October 21st. Sparta area voters approved a $1.5 million operational referendum earlier this year, but rejected a facilities referendum in 2022, which resulted in the district's elementary school in Cataract to close. The Lacrosse Loggers are headed to the Northwoods League Championship game after an 8-1 win over the St. Cloud Rocks last night. Lacrosse, which has played in the championship game three times in its history, last appeared in the final in 2020. The Loggers won their only championship in 2012. Tonight, lacrosse travels to Kalamazoo to take on the Growlers, who are seeking their second championship in three seasons. First pitch will be at 5:35 p.m. Central Time.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Okay, movie fans, as the summer winds down and you're behind on your summer flicks, here are some suggestions in order of my personal enjoyment. Topping the list is Inside Out 2, which I thought was a near-perfect film. I actually liked it better than the original, and it crushed several box office records. If you hurry, you can still catch it on the big screen. Mad Max Furiosa was nonstop fun, and although not the spectacle its predecessor, Mad Max Fury Road, was, it was a heart-pounding fun ride. It is now available to stream, and although not as spectacular in your living room, still a great watch. Number three for me is A Quiet Place Day One, as I really liked how there were no huge stars, which helped me lose myself more in the story. I actually liked the pacing better and the urban setting in Day One more than either of the first two Quiet Place films. Other films that will provide lots of entertainment, Dune 2, The Bike Riders, Civil War, Twisters, and Challengers. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers possible this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Low mid-60s. For tomorrow, more clouds, a few storms again popping up. High in the upper 70s. Partly sunny and low 80s Saturday, up to the mid-80s for the high Sunday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Tom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Wins will be here to wrap up the week, and we'll get geared up for the DNC kicking off in Chicago on Monday.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Clean the Decks Thursday edition. them. We're heading off to the DNC next week, Monday through Thursday. We'll do our normal 4 to 6 o'clock show. And then some of the greatest coverage ever, 7 to close on WCPT 820 AM in Chicago. Almost forgot about our good friends to the south.
Possibly.
KTNF 950 AM in Minneapolis. And of course, across the Civic Media Network, the finest coverage ever. And we're going to be assisted by Petty Vasquez in the 8 to 10 o'clock hour. Dom, that's when the DNC is supposed to schedule, but I suspect they're going to run late quite a bit. Monday's going to be all about St. Joe, Joe Biden, and he's got an achievement today. The New York Times reporting, and Joe out there bragging a little bit on the stump with Kamala Harris today, bragging about drug savings negotiated by Medicare, not just for the taxpayers, but also for Medicare people, people on Medicare. So good for America. The American dream is alive. You can have a life beyond work with dignity, brought to you by the Democratic Party. Republicans, and I would just point towards the Project 2025, it's worth the Google, they would take that away. The social safety net, they're not big fans. Like to roll back a lot of New Deal stuff. All the way to FDR.
Back to the 50s. Yeah, you know it.
Or, the 30s, if you will, Don.
If you could go back even further, I'm sure. I mean, what was the abortion law? The 18, here in the state of Wisconsin?
1849. 1849.
That's a long time ago. They literally went back to that.
844-967-2789. Joe from Madison. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
Oh, I'm firing up the Fury Mobile in response to one of your previous callers who referred to Governor Walz as Tampax Tim. The dead above the neck person might want to think about the fact of the number of people at the Republican convention that were wearing Kotex pads on their ears as an homage to our dear leader, Mr. Trump. And I would refer him to an article in the Minneapolis Star Tribune from the 8th of August. That talks about this particular subject. First off, and this is the stat that I find the most interesting, more than half of states in the United States already provide what are described as period products, be it Tampax or pads. More than half, and they include such incredibly blue states as, get ready, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio, Nevada. Hello, they already provide this material for young women. And they have found in New York City, for example, that after they instituted this kind of very low-cost addition to schools, there was a 2.4 increase in attendance after their state law went into effect that said you had to have free period products. Because girls stay home. Girls who are in poor backgrounds, they don't have the money for it, so they stay home. If we're bothering to pay for kids going to school for this minimal amount of money, you can ensure that your girl students are going to be there. When I think about what's spent on football, basketball, other things, I don't think that this is a very big cost. And in the case of Minnesota, the money that was provided was $2 million a year sent to schools, and the schools could decide where and how to place it. That was the school's choice, whether there's Tampax, wherever. I just can't believe that we're wasting our time on this. I mean, it is so obvious that it is such a good deal for the young women. And to this elderly man that gets off on saying Tampax Tim, remembering that there are more than half of the 50 states have this program, I would say, what if that were your daughter in school? What if that were your granddaughter in school, a niece, a neighbor's kid that you really like? Would you feel good about her being in that situation? Or for that minimal amount of money, would it be okay to spend that money so that these girls would have something to rely on? If we can do it for football practice, then gol darn it, we can do it for the young women of America. This is just embarrassing and stupid that this is the level that our country is at. If you can wear Kotex pads on your ears at the Republican convention, certainly they can be provided to young women in our schools. Rant of the day. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Joe.
You. Well done.
Makes me.
We should put some, She puts it like that, it makes it sound like our caller is kind of an ass.
Specifically, I think the caller reference was Mike from Muscadet. We name names here. Sorry, Mike.
Mike, that was you, man.
Text line says, Mike from Muscadet is the kind of guy I would have thrown rotten tomatoes at his house when I was a kid. He's a sourpuss. And then WMDX texter says, if he thinks that's totalitarian, wait until he finds out about the $10,000 bounties on pregnant women leaving Texas for abortions.
Oh, thank you. Who said that? That's a great observation. It's almost hard to forget about all the crazy ass things that these Republicans are doing. Yeah,
small government.
Yes, yes.
Republicans, they claim. There are a few fine, smart texters that brought that to our attention. And also this, Dom, the VA gave me Jardiance. It did have me lose about 15 pounds. I think my A1C is down too. And Crudy, I got to say, soft to you for taking off tomorrow to rest before the convention. And I'm thinking, don't judge me. You don't know what I got going on in my personal life right now.
You know me. Don't judge me. I do what I want.
I'm not so much taking off as redirecting my newfound energy and energies towards other non-radio endeavors tomorrow.
Just tomorrow.
I'm going to Chicago on Sunday, Dom. I'm doing the right thing. I'm getting there early. Getting the lay of the land for the DNC, getting our credentials all squared away, all that kind of stuff. I've asked for credentials for Tuesday. I mean, I'm going to work my ass off next week. Jeff, why don't you kiss my ass? Get in line behind Brian. You're in the kiss Crudy's ass line right now.
And these are our friends.
Yeah, that's what we say to friends. Be our friend. 844-967. 2789. But you know, your friends bust more balls than damn near anyone,
well,
don't they?
That's why it matters. Absolutely. We have a relationship like kind of like we do. And of course, we have a relationship with our audience. Hell, lots of our audience members we know personally. It gives you a little room to bust some chops, man. That's what friends are for. Tell you the truth and to bust your chops.
We partied with this guy. Welcome, LA Tom. Welcome back. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Tom.
Hey guys, I'm a joyful democracy warrior is what I am.
Yeah, baby.
This is let's get rid of this Project 2025 once and for all, whether it's on the Democratic or the Republican side. You know, the whole point of this is that we don't want an authoritarian dictator like Mike from Muscadet must want, because Mike, I actually did a little bit of research on your claim, and actually it was Donald Trump that actually was saying negative things about Coach Walsh, and had the Proud Boys showing up at his house when he was there. So it's your party. You guys lie. I you guys just tell whatever you think looks like a fact. I don't know where the hell you got from, but I wanted to actually just call to congratulate you, Crudy, you Dom as well, but Crudy, especially, because you know what, this whole network would not be here if it wasn't for Mike Crute. I know he doesn't like take a lot of good positives and stuff like that, but it's true. And the thing is, they knew back when Scott Wanker was actually governor that if they could take on Wisconsin, make neighbors turn against neighbors, do divide and conquer. If they could do that in the state of Wisconsin, they could basically turn the country into a red authoritarian dictatorship. Now, I'm saying this, Cree, I feel very, very confident about America, and I feel very, very good about America right now, but I won't feel better until everybody gets out there, registers to vote, and votes these dicks out of frickin' the Congress, out of the House, the Senate, and let's take back the Supreme Court one way or another. And let's just continue to move progressive policies forward. And I think that's a great thing about Tim Walz, is that he's been able to reframe progressive policies into common sense. And that I think is just a complete win right there. And above all,
Tom,
what do you think, Creed?
We the people are the government. I didn't even hear you say that today.
We the people.
And we said it for you.
I got banned for saying that one time. So we the people ultimately are the government, and we are going to, as soon as we get Kamala Harris in there and we can get money out of politics, we'll restore government back to we the people. And I do believe that we, the people, are giving her more money in this horrible system that we have, where we have to get money out of politics through Citizens United, Buckley versus Vallejo, and First National Bank versus Bilotti. Thank you for the Powell Doctrine back when Reagan was there. Going full circle with that other guy from our before.
Come on, man. If you challenge me too much intellectually, you're going to get banned for that, Tom. Just keep her on topic, fella.
I know, right?
Keep it simple, baby.
Exactly. That's right. I'll keep it simple. We, the people, ultimately are the government, and we're going to kick ass. Just like the Green Bay Packers are going to kick ass this year. The Badgers are going to kick ass this year. And I'll tell you what. We are going to have a democracy for years and years to come for the children and grandchildren of this country. And it's all going to start, you know, again in Wisconsin. I wish you guys didn't have all that power in the Electoral College, but you do. So it is up to you guys to make the rest of us that actually don't have a very much of a vote in a place like the third largest economy in the world, California, to actually make it the difference, except for in the popular vote. But please, everybody, think about this. Your kids, your grandkids, read Project 2025. And Mike from Muscogee, quit lying. You guys are just, you're cheats is what you are. And that's not a good thing to be a Wisconsinite. Wisconsinites are very, very good people. And, you know, we're right there with the Minnesota Nice. So thanks, guys. Go have a spotted cow on me. I wish I was there to have one.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it, man.
Tom's, I think, in a good mood. Was that good mood, Tom?
Yeah, man. Tom's in a great mood.
I think he's feeling picking
up
positive.
On you, man. Yes.
I think Tom's picking up what we're putting down around here, Dom. Positive energy. It is good to feel good about the future of America. And that's, I think, why people will support Harris and Walz. And I think that's why we shall win, Dom. And I feel good about the top of the ticket helping, and I've seen new polling that would seem to indicate the top of the ticket, it's got tails, it's got coattails, and it's starting to lift other candidates. More and more Americans are willing to vote for Democrats because they're more optimistic about the top of the ticket. And one of the few exceptions is the state of Wisconsin. And I would say in part, that's because Tammy Baldwin was already kicking Humvee's ass. How much more ass kicking is Tammy Baldwin got to be? She was so far ahead of where Biden was polling and even now where Harris is polling. Tammy Baldwin, she is beloved even amongst Republicans. And I would point this out, and statistically I can prove it. 100,000 Scott Walker voters voted for Tammy Baldwin. And she won and Evers won. But they voted for Wanker, and they voted for Tammy. That is an accomplishment. Here are a few of the texts I've been seeing. The most communist action Tim Walz did was bringing a hot dish to a church potluck. That commie. And Chuckster says, did get my offer from the Dem Party and accepted. However, no guarantees to attend Kamala's Tuesday Milwaukee rally. Just have to be available sometime. Between 2 and 9 p.m.? Oh, no, that's late. I was hoping earlier.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Oh, Crudy is not going to be able to do that doubleheader. It's going to be huge. Hold your head up by Argent, Rockin' Hue.
Hold your head up. Yeah, I know that one.
So it would seem if Chuckster can be believed on the text line, and so far he hasn't lied to me yet, Kamala's rally in Milwaukee may be later in the day, which would certainly put a crimp on my ability to attend. But that means we need you to go cover the rally and then tell us what it was like. Kamala Harris, 20,000 people in Milwaukee next Tuesday. Some approaching that. There'll be overflow, but you can get in. You can get in. I don't know. Starting to seem less plausible.
You probably wouldn't get back in time.
I wouldn't get back to Chicago for the DNC. And, you know, Dom, we got hotel rooms and everything. It's a 5-day event for me now.
I didn't know Circus had a hotel room in Chicago.
It is a double standard. I have now verified that. So you do get a bed. Just be happy about that.
Eagle 1490 AM. This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler.
Now, I was involved in politics for 30-plus years. I've never seen anything in the state of Wisconsin like I saw in Eau Claire last week. 2 miles away from the venue, and there were cars parked alongside the road.
It's not just cities. It's rural places and small towns and medium-sized towns. It's everything. Voters realize in this moment they have the power to shape history.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And welcome back to the Devil Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you have something to say, hit us up on the lines right now. Talk or text. It's the same number, 844-967-2789.
Dom, today, in his effort to trash talk Kamala Harris, Donald Trump did a Bedminster press conference. First, he rambled for 45 minutes, and then he found out he had a cheering section, so he started, you know, getting the cackles
playing
out of
the crowd.
We were doing this fine radio show. I have no idea how the Q&A went. But one thing that was interesting, during the course of his remarks, I believe, Trump lamented the fact that San Francisco was a great city 15 years ago. You know who was the DA of San Francisco 15 years ago?
Well, who was?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, man.
Another interesting point I will make, I saw on the social medias earlier today, I believe somewhere in the Detroit area, they've got a canceled check on a billboard. And I thought to myself, well, that's Donald J. Trump's signature. You know, that squiggly looks like a EKG.
Right, with mate with a Sharpie. Yep.
Sharpie, always signed in Sharpie. And the check is made out to Kamala Harris's district attorney fund, Dom. Or maybe it was the AG race. But Donald Trump was a campaign contributor to Kamala Harris. That's how much he liked her back then, Dom. Former President Donald Trump took time during his news conference, is that what you call it? General news conference, at his Bedminster Golf Club in New Jersey to rage against Vice President Kamala Harris's home state of California, calling it one of the worst-run states and accusing her and Governor Gavin Newsom of destroying the quality of life there. Many people are leaving the state, sixth most from her state. She's destroyed as attorney general. She destroyed California, along with Gavin Newsom. And she, San Francisco, you know, is a great city. 15 years ago, now it's considered almost unlivable. You can't live there. And what they've done to that great state with the beautiful weather like this, where they have this weather all the time, and they have the ocean. I was thinking about sort of making that point to L.A. Tom. Like, L.A. Tom's always looking back at Wisconsin, but he's the one living with the great weather and the ocean. I read
and the earthquakes, too.
Oh, yes. We should have asked Tom about the earthquake.
Yeah.
A little bit more from the Trumpster Dom. They have the ocean. They have the sun. They have everything good. But what they've done to it, it's a shame. And she's going to do the same thing to our country. But as the reporting here at the Raw Story points out, Dom, there's just one problem with Trump's remarks. 15 years ago, the era he believes when San Francisco was great, Kamala Harris was serving as San Francisco's district attorney. And to boot, you know who the mayor was of San Fran then, Dom? Gavin Newsom. I mean,
you think it? I mean, I know.
Is he always wrong? Is he always wrong? Even his own examples. He harkens back to a time when his political opponent was in charge as the great days for San Francisco. I mean, what a maroon.
It's just, you know, it's the narcissist disease in this guy, man. He just rambles on and you know, it doesn't have to be right. No one's going to correct him. And even if they do, he'll call you nasty. And, you know, his followers and sycophants like Mike from Muscaday, you know, don't pick up on it or they'll excuse it away. Oh, he didn't really mean that. Or he meant, you know, 50 years ago or he didn't really mean, you know, they'll just continue to accept it. But, you know, generally speaking, I mean, when we go out and we have conversations, we interact and, or as Hovde would say, interface, we are interfacing. You know, generally you hold people to account. You hold people to their words. And if they're talking trash, they're talking smack, you call them out on it, man. And you don't bring them back. This guy, Donald Trump in Bedminster today, told the world press he was doing a press conference and rambled on for 45 freaking minutes. I mean, people cut away. CNN cut away. News organizations cut away. Because that's not a press conference. That's a speech. That's a rally. When you got people hooting and hollering, that's not a press conference, yo. So am I shocked to think that Donald Trump misspoke or, you know, accidentally, complimented his opponent instead of criticizing him as he meant to do? Of course not. Will anything change with Mike from Muscaday? Of course not.
Dominic, during the course of this low-energy press conference from Bedminster where Trump was literally putting his finger on a binder with the script and he still refused to follow that script. He was, yes, very, very old man style. You can see it in your mind's eye. But Dom, during the Q&A, and we missed some of this because we were doing this show, as mentioned, but now that the reporting's coming out, Trump was asked some questions. And apparently Americans' credit card debt is going up. So one of the questioners asked, you know, what about credit card debt?
Sure.
And Donald Trump answered, you know what I think they should do? They should, on November 5th, or sooner if early voting, which largely it is, which is ridiculous. We should have one-day voting paper ballots. We should have voter ID. We should have proof of citizenship because people are voting and people are going on now without citizenship, but we should do it. That was a question about credit card debt. What would you do? So first he tells you, vote early. But voting early is, don't vote early. Does he realize he's undermining his own political campaign real time?
I literally heard that part during one of our breaks. I turned the mute off on the TV and listened to it. And he's like, and then vote for me, number one, vote for me. Drill, baby, drill. And we'll do many things on day one, many things. You know, it's the same old BS, man. He's got no answers. The shtick is old. It's the jerky boys election, man. Come on. It's old. Go away. Bye.
Maybe fat Elvis Trump should try Jardians. Thank you all for listening. Now. Thank you all for listening to this fine show. We're taking tomorrow off. Rich is still doing the hard work, getting the best of. And then Monday, live from Chicago, the greatest coverage you ever wanted to hear. It's us. You'll tune in, I hope.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt Nair on air.
Maggie Dawn.
It's Friday, y'all. We're talking education policy and everything that the Biden-Harris administration has gotten done for our young people who are indeed our future.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5 year old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.